Well, hello everybody and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Richard Piper and Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. What's on your mind today? Let's talk about it right now at 844-322-2742. That, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I guess we should congratulate the Patriots on their Super Bowl win, maybe not.
Do we have to?
Well, no, we don't have to.
Okay, but let's do it anyway.
Okay. Also, today is the 15th birthday or anniversary of Facebook.
Yeah.
Hard to believe that that's been a part of our lives for these years, these 15 years. But obviously Facebook is a place that many Christians gather, and certainly we webcast our radio broadcast to a Facebook audience, and very grateful to do so, very grateful for that platform. And one of the ways that we use that platform is to be able to let people know the assurance that they have in Jesus Christ, to let believers, true born-again believers, know that they are secure in Him. Yeah. It's one of the most talked-about issues and topics on Basic Gospel. People want to know, can they genuinely know that they are saved? Mm-hmm. Can they genuinely know that when they take their last breath, they're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord? Now, this isn't just a small topic. It is huge in the Word of God. I think every single writer in the New Testament addresses it in one form or another. It is something that God wants us to know, and really, our assurance in Him is God's gift to us. He does everything in His power to put our feet on solid ground so that we know emotionally, soulishly, all of those things, that we are sure that absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of God. We see it in 1 John, and I think this is a passage that many people know when it comes to assurance of salvation. And it's 1 John 5:13, and it says, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know." And I love that four-word phrase, "that you may know."
Yes.
Why did John write this? So that you may know. So that you may know what? That you have eternal life. Mm-hmm. So here's the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. So our salvation is really Jesus.
Yes.
It is Christ Himself. And so when we receive Him, we're actually receiving Jesus. He is God's gift to us. And He in Him is life, and this life is everlasting life. It's eternal life. And that's just not longevity. That's a quality of life that's completely different, that's new. And we get to experience that through relationship with Him. So if you have the Son, you have life. Now, here's the good news. Once you have the Son, you're always going to have the Son. Jesus is always going to be with you. He has given you His life. His life is indestructible. He has joined His life to your life. So now we are one with the Lord. And so once we have Jesus, we will always have Jesus. Once we have Jesus, we will always have life. And John wants us to know that. And so that's why he wrote, so that we may know that we have eternal life. Do you know that you have eternal life? Are you struggling with that issue? Well, we want to talk about that on today's broadcast. If you have a question about assurance of salvation, your security in the Lord, go ahead and call right now, 844-322-2742. We do not want this day to end without you knowing that you are secure in Christ Jesus. God does not want you to end this day without knowing that you are secure in Christ. So if you have that issue, if you have a question about assurance, go ahead and call right now. We would love to talk with you on this particular topic.
Underscoring everything that Bob just said, friends, if you are a new creation, you are safe and secure in Jesus. But what about those that don't yet know him? Millions of people earnestly try to build their homes, their houses on the shifting sands of the world system, but everything they see and hear causes doubt and fear. It's not surprising they're looking for a way out. Does the story make any difference, the story of Jesus? Well, it did for Amy. She sent this note to us just recently. She said, I love your ministry. It's really changed my life. Thank you so much. It's so refreshing to hear the truth like I've never heard before. Thank you for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, and may God bless you all. And friends, as our thanks for your gift in the month of February, we want to send you a copy of our brand new audio CD series called Eternal Security that, as I said, underscores everything that Bob has been talking about. We want you to be certain that you have eternal life, and we want those that you love to be certain as well. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or use the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. And of course, in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada is the way to go. We would love for you to partner with us, and when you do, request your copy of Eternal Security. Well, once again, as Bob said, if you are questioning your particular situation in the Lord Jesus Christ, is his life in you? Do you want his life in you? Give us a call right now. We would love to hear from you. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial. And we had this call that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Hi, guys. Appreciate your program. This is Ted from Alexandria, Virginia. I have a question. I heard in a sermon this week that faith is a gift. It's a gift from God. And the deeper the sermon went, the sort of more confused I got, the more we talked about it. I understand that Jesus is a gift from God and that our new life in Christ is a gift and that it's acquired by faith or it's received by faith. But what is faith? Is faith a thing? So that sounds like a simple question, but I think I'm outsmarting myself here. So if you guys could comment on that, that would be great. Appreciate all you do. Take care.
That is a great question.
It is. And Ted, thanks for asking that. So what is faith? Hebrews gives a great definition of that for us. It's the evidence of the things not seen. So it's we know God exists. We don't see him. But faith is those eyes that do. And so it's the substance of things hoped for as well. It's the very foundation of that. The word itself means a trust, a reliance upon. So what is faith? It's a trust. It's a reliance upon Jesus Christ himself. Now, faith must have an object. And without that object, faith is really meaningless. And Paul talked about that in 1 Corinthians 15. He says, if Christ had not been raised, then our faith is futile. So our faith is hand in glove with Jesus. So he's the author. He's the perfecter. So there's really no faith apart from him. So our faith is really a trust and a reliance upon the Lord Jesus Christ. It is our response to the grace of God. So we're not going to have that response until the grace of God appears to us, until we see what the grace of God is all about and see what our need really is and how the grace of God meets that need. And once the grace of God is there, then we have an opportunity to respond. And so I think that's where a lot of people would say that grace is a gift, but it's just really our response, our trust, our reliance, our dependence upon Jesus Christ when he says to us that I've come that you might have life. Well, I haven't found it out there in the world. I've looked. I've tried everything the world has to offer. There's no life out there. I'm still empty. I'm still dead. So I'm going to trust Jesus, the one who was raised back to life. I'm going to rely upon him. And when we do, life is given. And then we live the rest of our lives with that same attitude, that same reliance. We're not leaning on our own understanding, but we're trusting the Lord. So I think that's what faith is. Richard, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, there's a neat little passage right at the end of 1 Corinthians 13 where Paul says, faith, hope, and love, these three exist, but the greatest of these is love. And so what he intended by that is that love is the foundation. love is Jesus to us. I mean, God loved us so much that he gave Jesus. Because of Jesus' complete victory over sin and death, we have hope. We know our future is guaranteed. Therefore, because Jesus has done both of those things, faith is only the response. It's the only response we can have to what Jesus has done for us. We trust him. We literally lay our lives at his feet and say, do what you want, because it's all wrapped up in him. It's not a thing divorced from meaning. It is completely wrapped up in Jesus.
Yeah, and I think that's the important part. Faith and Jesus go hand in glove. Yeah. You can't separate it. Many of the prosperity people just make faith the thing, separate from Jesus Christ. And if it's trust, reliance, I have to have trust in something.
Yes.
And that something is a someone, and his name is Jesus Christ.
And so many people put faith in prayer alone and don't connect it to the one who can answer prayer.
That's exactly right.
Well, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. If it's about 11 minutes past the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and we have open lines for you right now, 844-322-2742.
Let's go to Maple Valley, Washington, and talk with Dawn. Hi, Dawn.
Hey, Dawn.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling because I respect you guys. I wrote my question down so I don't mess it up.
Okay.
thanks. What does it mean to be righteous and complete in Christ? Because some popular preachers I respect say that my reward in heaven is dependent upon how much I accomplish for God. So how can I distinguish working for my reward in heaven from working for my salvation?
Great question.
That is a great question, Dawn. Now, as far as your standing before the Lord, that is a gift of grace from God to you. So it's from him for you, and it's a righteousness apart from the law. It comes through faith in Jesus Christ. So when you responded, Dawn, to the good news of Jesus Christ, you were declared to be righteous. That righteousness was imparted to you, and so now you stand in the righteousness of Christ Jesus. So it's from that position, from that new identity, that you begin to trust, and as you trust, you allow you're watching the Spirit of God produce the fruit of the Spirit in and through you. So it's all a life of faith, isn't it? You receive the gift of righteousness by faith, and that gift of righteousness is going to flow through you by faith as well. So it's faith from start to finish, isn't it? Dawn, are you still there?
Well, apparently we've lost Dawn. That's unfortunate, but yeah. I'll answer the question for you.
Okay. Oh, there you are. There you are. So you are righteous in Christ Jesus. You are complete.
Yes.
Now, as somebody that is righteous and complete in Jesus Christ, then how do you live? Well, how you live is by faith in the risen Christ, and he begins to live his life through you. So you're not working for righteousness. You're not working for your acceptance. That you receive that as a gift. Now you're working from that, so to speak, and that's a big difference. So just simply trust the Lord. Galatians 2:20. You've been crucified. You no longer live. Christ lives in you, and the life that you now live in that body of yours, Dawn, you live by faith in the one who loved you and gave himself for you. So you live by faith in the resurrected one, and he's going to produce his righteousness in and through you.
Yeah, and I think you've actually nailed the issue when you said, if I'm righteous and complete in Christ, why would I be working for something?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The two are antithetical. The life in Christ is a rest. It's not a work, even though we get very busy because the Spirit works through us. But we're not working to earn anything. We've already got everything we need for life and godliness. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, here's
everything.
The deal. as a righteous and complete person, now you get to love on folks.
Yes.
And right. Let them know of the goodness of God as well. So that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Don, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, we do. It is Basic Gospel to everybody. Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, has found a responsive place in the lives of many, many people. If you're struggling in your Christian life, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace can point you to the answer. To order your copy, visit basicgospel.net and click the link at the top of the homepage. Again, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, how the Christian life is really supposed to work. Again, you'll find it at basicgospel.net.
Let's go down to Temple, Texas, and talk with Shelby. Hi, Shelby. Welcome. You're on Basic Gospel.
Thank you. Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. What's on your mind today?
Well, first, thanks for taking my question and my call. I'm a strong believer in Christ already, been reborn twice, was raised in a Christian environment with my parents. However, my question is, I got to be completely honest, I'm starting to lose my hope and faith in Christ. How do you continue to hold on to that faith and hope when you're being faced with storm after storm after storm? I laid my dad to rest due to cancer. I watched him suffer. He was laid to rest October, right before the holidays of last year. And I have been hit with storm after storm, even storms before he passed. I was getting hit with them. So how do you hang on to that? How do you keep going? How can I finally see that there's going to be light? Because I feel like I'm about to have a nervous breakdown before I actually see a breakthrough.
Well, Shelby, I certainly hear your heart and hear kind of the struggle that's there. And you're not alone. We all get hit with trials. That's really a part of being in this world in which we live. I mean, Jesus made that promise. We're going to have trials and tribulations. And with those trials and tribulations, there's this enormous pressure to conform to the ways of this world, to conform to the patterns of this world. And really, Shelby, that's why Peter wrote his first letter, because of all people, he understood about those trials and tribulations. I mean, he was arrested several times for proclaiming the name of Christ, was eventually, as tradition holds, was crucified upside down in Rome. So experienced an incredible martyr's death. And so all along that journey, he felt pressure to conform to the patterns of this world. And what held him through those storms, what anchored him, was knowing that he had been born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He knew that he had Jesus living inside of him, and that every step he took in life, Jesus was right there with him. So the presence of Jesus Christ made the difference for Peter. And I think the presence of Jesus Christ in us makes the difference for us today. That he knows what you're going through, Shelby. He understands what's happening on the inside. And he cares for you, and he's right there with you. And so we walk through those trials and tribulations, we can, with an attitude of gratefulness. Not for the trials and tribulations, not because we're going through pain or suffering. We want all that to end. But knowing that Jesus is right there with us. And that's a big deal. That is a very, very big deal. Those trials and tribulations are not a statement from God to you about what he thinks about you. He's already demonstrated his love for you, and that while you were a sinner, Shelby, Christ died on your behalf. He loves you. So this is just a trial that you're going through. There's pain in it. There's tragedy in it. There's loss, the feeling of loss in it. But there's also the presence of Jesus Christ. And so I just encourage you, Shelby, to say, Lord, thank you that you're here with me. thank you that you were raised from the dead and that I was born again into this living hope through your resurrection, and that because you're alive living in me, I have a hope that far transcends these trials and tribulations that I'm going through. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, that makes perfectly good sense. Yes, that I will definitely start to say it each day to myself. But like I said, I know God is here with me, but at the same time, I just still feel lost. But thank you so much for that advice, and I would take that, and I would use it to the best of my ability. But it's just, I know he only put so much on me that I can bear, but at this point, I just feel like I can't carry anymore.
Yeah, and I understand that. I know exactly what that feels like, and it's not a good place to be. It's not a good feeling to have. But that feeling does not is not based on truth. That's what I'm trying to say to you, Shelby. Is these feelings that we feel isolated and alone, they're based on our thinking, or maybe, you know, what the circumstance is dictating to us. But it's not based on truth. And when our eyes start turning back to truth, turning back to Jesus, that, hey, even though I feel isolated, even though I feel alone, I have Jesus in me. Therefore, I am not alone. And so I am going to take a stand on that truth, and I'm going to thank God for that truth, that he is here with me. And as we do, then those feelings start to diminish. They don't just go away overnight. It takes time. But when you take a stand on the truth, then you're saying, hey, this truth is more important than what I'm feeling right now, and I am going to rely and depend and trust in what the truth is, and you'll see those feelings start to diminish over time. Let me do this for you, Shelby. We have some great resources that I think will be a great encouragement to you. So let me put you on hold, and we'll send those to you, okay? You hang on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Shelby. We do have many, many resources that will aid you toward spiritual growth and maturity in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can find them when you visit basicgospel.net and just hover over the resources tab or click the resources tab, and all the information is right there from our online store. We'd love for you to partake of that. Richard, you have thoughts?
Can we go to this question from Robert right
here?
Well,
certainly. Okay. Robert had this question. Why, as believers in Christ, do we have such a hard time bearing good fruit? And how do we deal with people that judge us by our fruit?
Well, I think that's one of the most important questions that we can ask. And, you know, we don't have to do anything other than abide or live in Christ. And if you're a believer, you live in Christ. He's going to bear that fruit. And so when you know, a lot of times we make judgments about things based on hypothetical scenarios. Mm-hmm. But when we actually place ourselves into situations and we're abiding in the vine of Christ, we're going to see the fruit of his life being lived through us.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. That's why God calls us to community. That's why God calls us to be connected to one another. It's when we're connected to one another that we see the fruit of God's life being lived out through us.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're asking all our Basic Gospel listeners to stand with us to help spread the true gospel message of God's love and forgiveness and life in Jesus Christ. That's the message of the New Covenant. And, you know, you hear it without fail, without compromise, every day right here on Basic Gospel. If that message is making a difference for you, then we ask you to support it so that others can hear, believe, and live in the good news of Jesus Christ. To make your gift, click donate at basicgospel.net or use the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. And in Canada, you can donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. And when you make your gift this month, we'll send you a copy of our new CD audio series, Eternal Security, as our thanks for helping to proclaim this message of God's love and grace. Keep in mind, too, that the listener line is always open. Any question you might have, give us a call, 844-322-2742, or just drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back at the same time tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.